And now this is a dictation for Nancy Thompson, Thomson, May 11, 1951. Addresses a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Vogel, V-S in Victor, O-G-E-L, 953-5320. Dear Dr. Vogel, follow up for Nancy with chronic kidney disease, prior history of bipolar disorder, exposed to lithium and prior elevated calcium, last visit in February, follows with neurology Dr. Shaikh, S-H-A-I-K, some memory issues. Denies hospital visits, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel problems, no urinary symptoms, no edema, claudication, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system done being negative, does not check blood pressure at home, in the office apparently okay. Medication list review, notice the Norvas lisinopril. Remains on antipsychotic medications, as well as for memory. Weight stable, blood pressure by nurse 142/87, no respiratory distress, deformity of right upper and lower extremity, I believe cerebral palsy. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, July, anemia 11.4. Creatinine 1.9, which is baseline, representing a GFR 27 stage 4. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No indication for dialysis. Prior lithium exposure, has bilateral small kidneys, without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. The ultrasound was from 2021. Right side it was 6.9, left 8.7. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. There has been no need for phosphorus binders, no need for bicarbonate replacement. Present potassium is normal, calcium normal. She follows with psychiatry, neurology, new problems of memory, but she's able to function for the time being appropriately. Chemistries in a regular basis. End of dictation.